Do you want to know what makes an eyelid grow? Then everybody watch the Dean Show. The Dean Show.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. Thank you very much for tuning in again to another episode of The Dean Show. We're here every week trying to help you understand Islam and Muslims. Now, you have come to that full conviction that none has the right to be worshipped except the one who created you. There's no God but God. There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad is the last and final messenger sent to mankind. No more messengers to come. But now, this is not it. There needs to be time spent learning this way of life, same way of life that was lived with all the messengers of God. It's a complete code of conduct, a complete moral compass that you go by from when you wake up until you go to sleep. So we're going to be talking about mannerisms, how we conduct ourselves as those who have submitted ourselves to the one God. We need to act a certain way. We need to be the elite in good etiquettes and manners and behavior and character. This is befitting a Muslim, one who has consciously submitted to the one God. So we're going to be talking about this very, very, very important topic with our next guest, Sheikh Ibrahim Zidane, when we come back here on The Dean Show. We'll be right back.
Deen, Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Jesus was His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah.
I don't know why I did that. Maybe it's just to break the ice. Salaam alaikum, peace be with you.
Wa alaikum salaam wa rahmatullah.
Sheikh Ibrahim Zidane, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, great, alhamdulillah.
Now we got a lot of not yet Muslims, non-Muslims out there who are listening to the show, and just so they don't think we said some code words, please, you said Alhamdulillah, what'd you say?
Means praise be to Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth.
And some people might think, there they go, talking about some moon god.
Right.
Who's Allah?
Allah, the one, the most perfect, the most high, the almighty. Nothing is the like of Him, and He's the all-hearer, the all-seer. And He is the one that doesn't have a son nor a daughter. He's nothing like the human beings, and He's the most merciful. The one that is over His creation, over His throne, and with His creation, with His knowledge and His power and wisdom.
Now, before we get into our topic, we want to talk about manners, etiquettes. We want to assuage any fear, because some people might be tuning in for the first time and they hear Islam, and you know there's some hype out there. People believe, Islam, Muslim, and what comes next?
Right.
Muslim terrorist. So, you know, there's all sorts of, corruption out there. But we know what Islam teaches and preaches. But you got, some people who don't even want to go further because they think, these people are going to brainwash me. Now I got to strap a bomb to myself and go kill innocent people. What do we got to say about this shit?
What we need to say is that people need to think and make decisions for themselves and not to surrender their ideas and their opinions based on just some people that have certain agendas. We have the religion of Islam saved. 1400 years ago, the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unlike the previous revelations where human beings were entrusted with it, when it comes to Islam, the thing that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran and the Sunnah, meaning his sayings and his actions, is all preserved in every single detail. So for every human being to go back and see, read the Quran, read the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and find for yourself the purpose of our life. And, being following the truth, this is our duty. And one of the sayings of the Prophet that he said that he was sent to complete and to perfect mannerism on the face of earth. So we have the perfect understanding of what mannerism is. And we do not refer back to our opinions or our desires or what our environment would say. It's all referred back to the pure revelation, with verse after verse, with hadith after hadith, the sayings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And it's all that, all clear, but for people need to give the time and learn it and get to apply it themselves.
So before we dwell into this, so just for the people who've had some negative, stereotypical views about Islam, Islam has nothing to do with hurting innocent men, women, and children. I've had many people such as Sheikh Wali Basuni.
Absolutely not. There is actually a fatwa, which is a ruling, been issued by the senior scholars in Saudi Arabia 30 years ago, before 9/11, before all these happened.
Mm-hmm.
So signed scholar, by Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah.
They condemned these things.
And he said specifically that it is forbidden, it is illegal, there is nothing can justify this, that to specifically mention hijacking airplanes, attacking urban areas, at civilians, and bombing them.
Dr. Bilal Phillips.
You know, when 9/11 happened, what did Bush say? Bush was the first one to get on the television and say, this is not an act of Islam. This is an act of a small band of terrorists, you know, who are not acting according to Islam, because Islam means peace.
But they say, why don't you have the scholars who will condemn such actions? The Quran says, don't kill women, don't kill children, don't kill the old people, don't attack the civilians. This is what the Prophet Muhammad told us. Innocent people who are dying anywhere in the world, life is precious. So, but what is Islam? Clearly, Islam has nothing to do with any acts of terrorism.
That's correct. And Islam, there is no such a thing in Islam as betraying one's trust and betraying people by deceiving them and killing them by deception and betrayal and all these types of things has nothing to do with the religion of Islam. And people need to separate between what Islam is, the pure message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that if people do things out of craziness or whatever, there is something that should not be related to the pure message of Islam.
Now the fog is clear, the junk's out of the trunk, and you can relax now. We assuage any fear. We're talking about good old good stuff, and it starts off with the foundation of worshiping the one who created you alone without any partners. Not setting up a partner next to God, another God besides God. But at the same time now, you've done that, you acknowledge that, look, I don't want to worship the creation. I want to worship the one who created creation. Simple. And I want to obey the last and final message sent to mankind. And he said, and we'll take it from here, didn't he say that I have not been sent except to perfect good mannerisms? Is this true? Talk to us, Sheikh.
That's true. That's correct. And when we see this statement, somebody might say, but there are other rulings in the Quran and in the Sunnah, the way of the Prophet, not just about mannerism. So how that statement means that I was not sent except to perfect the mannerism. It means that all of the religion of Islam is all about mannerism. How is that? Mannerism is of three types. There is mannerism with Allah, mannerism with the Messenger of Allah, mannerism with the human beings. Mannerism with Allah meaning that if He's the one that created us, He's the one that provided for us, that means worship Him alone. Imagine someone that He hired you to do some work, a person going to a food place or whatever there is, and He works for them. And instead of wearing the t-shirt that they gave Him to wear with the logo of the place, He wears something else. And He calls people to eat somewhere else. That's not being fulfilling the favors of what He has in that place. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best example. He created us, He provided for us, He's the only one worthy of worship. The mannerism with the Prophet, peace be upon him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, sent him for people to follow. So we follow his mannerism, his actions, all of his affairs. We need to humble ourselves and to have the good mannerism with him. We do not innovate in the religion of Islam, do things that the Prophet, peace be upon him, didn't do, because we're having the good manners with him, as Allah the Most High ordered us. If people would do these two, the easiest part of mannerism is to have the best mannerism with others. We need to have mannerism with our own selves, that we treat ourselves according to what Allah the Most High wants us to treat it. There are things in the religion of Islam, in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that teaches us how to deal with our own selves, how to deal with our wives and the wife with the husband, how to deal with the children, how to deal with the friends, with the enemies, with the neighbors. If you are in a place where anybody, any relationship, any variable in our life, and I'm not exaggerating, and this is something that people can go back and see for themselves, you will find it in the Quran and in the Sunnah, the way of the Prophet ﷺ, the perfect way of life, of having the best mannerism, deeds done by the heart, things to say, how to speak, how to act, how to look, how to hear, how to do any move in our life based on the perfect way of life, of revelation of Allah.
Now, some Muslims, I mean, we're all learning, and we come back from days of ignorance, and we got this roughness to us, real rough, you know. And now we feel that to be in Islam, and this is a misconception, is it, that now some people feel like, you know, I'm not being, you know, if I'm soft, then, you know, maybe something's wrong with me. I need to be this tough guy, you know, in the religion. But if we look to the last and final messenger, wasn't he the mercy of mercies? Wasn't he teaching us opposite of this?
Right. And Allah, the Most High, He said in the Quran, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It is by the mercy of Allah that you are lenient to them.
Lenient.
Lenient to them. And the time of the Prophet ﷺ, before he was sent, the Arabs at his time, they were so vicious in some of their acts that they would kill their own daughters with their own hands.
Yeah.
What is more rough than this? And these same people, Allah the Most High changed them by the revelation from Allah to be the most soft and the most lenient. And at the same time, they are firm when it comes to the orders of Allah. They do not compromise anything of the religion of Allah. The Aisha, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, she said that when he will be at home, he will be in the help of his family. Mm-hmm. When the time for the salah comes, as if we do not know him, he is fulfilling the orders of Allah.
Let's cut to a break and we'll be right back with more here on the Deen Show.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. Allah.
Well, they often say to me, why are you becoming Muslim? No, I give a very frivolous answer. I say, I want to be on the side of the angels.
Tupac is a guy, he's the number one rap artist in the world. He sold over 60 million records worldwide.
60 million?
60 million. He was a young guy who had basically everything that some of the youth would think that life is all about. He had everything you can imagine.
The Deen Show.
Back here on the Deen Show with Sheikh Ibrahim Zidane, we're talking about mannerisms. It's very important, okay? You worship, you go to the masjid, but now you act one way in the place of worship, but now you go outside of the masjid and you might be lying, stealing, deceiving. Is this what Islam is teaching us?
Of course not. And the deficiency in this, because of the deficiency of how people make in their prayers. In the beginning of the show, you talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, and how we worship Him alone. If this is perfected, everything else after that will be in place. And that's why if we have the proper mannerism with Allah when we stand in the salah, and we look into the place where we put our head in the sujood and the prostration, we recite certain things, we say certain things. Are we understanding what we're saying? Is our hearts working with what our tongue would be saying? When we humble ourselves and put our head on the ground, the head is the most honored part of our body. And we put it on the ground, not for a human being, but for the creator of the heavens and earth. This has to do something with our heart. This is the humbleness that we're supposed to carry with us outside the salah. But most of us, when we make the prayers, we just want to get something done and leave. We don't think of it. We don't have the proper humbleness. That's why the salah, the prayers, does not have an effect in our life. But in which, if we do it in the proper way, if we understand that we are slaves of the creator of the heavens and the earth, then we'll deal with people according to what Allah wants from us. So the prayers, if it's done in the most perfect way, if we understand what we're saying, if we fulfill the tawheed, the oneness of worship of Allah, purely and perfectly, then we'll treat each other according to what Allah the Most High wants from us, not according to what we want with one another. And this is what we're lacking.
Isn't it because we know that when the Muslims, when they went to, was it Indonesia, and they had the best manners. In business, many people, when they saw the Muslims, how they were conducting themselves, because they were used to this corruption from them before, but when they embraced the religion, the way of life, the complete submission to the one God, and all the etiquettes and rules that one has to follow, now it transformed them. And people saw this, the non-Muslim, and they ended up accepting Islam too. Is
That's
this true?
That's true. By the millions. And Indonesia is the number one country of Muslims when it comes to number-wise. And it was not opened with matters of jihad. It was by basically trade and business and things.
And like this is manners.
This is mannerism.
Wow.
And this is how the religion of Islam spread, actually. It's by the mannerism that people didn't do it just to deceive people or to call them to the religion. It's the mannerism that the Most High, the creator of the heavens and the earth, ordered them to act in a certain way. One of the incidences that I was mentioning yesterday, one of the early generations of Islam, that many of the Muslims do not know him. His name is Abdullah ibn Mubarak. He had a Jewish neighbor next to him.
Yeah.
And the Jewish neighbor was selling his house. And somebody came and he asked him, how much you're selling the house for? He said, 2,000 dinars, whatever the currency. He said, it's only worth 1,000. He said, yes, 1,000 for the house and 1,000 for the neighborhood that you're buying, basically the neighbor, which is that man, Abdullah ibn Mubarak. So the neighbor was understanding that this, the mannerism of his neighbor was worth money, yes. Right? So when Abdullah ibn Mubarak, his neighbor, knew about this, he gave him 1,000 and he told him, keep your house. You don't need to sell your house. He gave his money to the Jewish neighbor to keep his house and not to leave his house. This is the mannerism. Who would on the face of earth would do this?
This is a Jewish neighbor.
This is a Jewish neighbor.
Wow.
Right, because he thought that he's leaving because he is in need of money. So the neighbor is taking care of his neighbor. Because this is not something that is of goodness of his own self. This is the order of the creator of the heavens and the earth. That you're not good unless you are good to your neighbors. And your neighbors, if they go sleep when they're hungry, you will be asked in the day of judgment, why did they go hungry when you are sleeping full and not hungry? This is responsibilities that we have as Muslims on the face of earth.
So this is not only to your brothers, because is it true now, we have brothers in faith, but also we have brothers in humanity, that we want to be our brothers in faith. So we want the best for everybody. So sharing is because we care. We care, that's why we share. So we're trying to share this beautiful way of life with the world. Now some might say, well, you know, I'll act one way with them, but now I'm going to be mean to the others, those that aren't in Islam. We have to be kind and generous and good with everybody. Is this right?
Definitely, because this is something that the Most High, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, ordered us. And one of the verses of the Quran says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak to people in general, with goodness.
It's not just saying Muslims,
not
it's Muslims, in general.
Everybody, speak to everybody with goodness. And sometimes, you might be tough on your children, for example. This is goodness.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because you want them to understand something and you want them to receive a certain message. Especially if a person is in the field of da'wah and calling people to the truth, he needs to be the most kind and the most lenient. Not that he wants to deceive people, but he wants to rub off these types of barriers between him and them to see the truth. He cares about them. So we need to have these types of mannerism that needs patience.
Yeah.
Right? The neighbor has a right on us. Right? Those who we meet in our life, the more the Muslim is, whenever someone is physically close to you, he has a right on you. And the right of you that at least he does not receive any harm from you.
Yeah.
And this is something that the Prophet ﷺ said when he kept counting the things of good things that a person can do, even lifting something on someone's mount, someone in his car, and you help him to carry a bag to put it in the car. This is not just out of the goodness of yourself. This is the order in the religion. Revelation came from the seventh heaven to the human beings to do this simple act for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if people would do this, this is that they're fulfilling the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he said in this counting these types of good deeds, the least of it, that nobody has an excuse in it, the Prophet ﷺ said that people should not be harmed by you. This is charity.
Yeah.
When people do not receive any harm from you, then this is a charity, this is a good deed, this is good mannerism. And nobody would say, I cannot help myself by positively being something mean. Of course not. Stay away from harming others. This is the least that a person can do.
This is amazing. And Islam, we know, is the fastest growing way of life in the world today, yesterday, and tomorrow. And if we would be implementing it the right way, it would only be even growing faster.
Right.
But we don't appreciate it. Many of us, that's why we're here. And we hope that everyone has a sincere, open heart and open mind, and they get to benefit from this important knowledge. Now tell us, we're trying to give some practical examples. You know, again, some people coming over from Jahiliyyah, we were there yesterday, we're coming here today, and you know, you're around the brother, and you know, you didn't know he spoke another language. We're speaking English, but then he turns the corner and he's speaking French. And I'm not talking French fries or French food, I'm talking about, you know, words that shouldn't be coming out of a person's mouth. Is this good mannerisms? Swearing, cursing? Can a Muslim be doing this?
Of course not. And why? Because Allah the Most High forbade us. And there are surah in the Quran that talks about this and mannerism. Do not mock one another. Do not call each other names. And when a person knows that this is from his creator, then the submission is different. Mm-hmm. Because if it's not from the Creator, people would deal with one another as rewarding one another or just trying to get some benefits. But we don't do that for the benefit of a human being. We're doing that because we need to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the issue of people when they come into the masjid or come into Islam and there's so much jahiliyyah or ignorance they come with, they need to take care of themselves. It takes time.
Takes time, right?
Takes time with building the iman, building the faith. That's what really becomes the ground for good mannerism. Not that be kind, do this and do that. If the person's heart is not full of the belief and the faith and knowing Allah the Most High with His names and attributes and building this iman, fulfilling the obligations of Allah, the salah and so on, then it becomes just not too much of an important attitude that a person would have unless he would do that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So that mouth that we use, the tongue, to praise the Creator, we should never curse with it, right?
That's definitely true. Yeah. His tongue is a trust that we have to use it in the proper way.
Definitely. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with more here on the Deen Show.
I just want to say, very simple message. He is the
maintainer. One of the beautiful things about our religion of Islam is the emphasis on direct ritual and prayer to God directly. There is no intermediary.
The lights will go on after the party and the party will end.
It's very simple and very clear. There are no superstitious rituals, no strange incantations.
Time's running out. We might not make it till tomorrow. And this is something that we need to think about.
Back here on The Deen Show with Sheikh Ibrahim Zidane. People, to watch more of your shows, can go to thedeenshow.com. You have your own special section. And alhamdulillah, thank the Creator. All thanks is to Him that you are here with us so we can benefit from your knowledge. So it seems like Islam, that call to acquire peace by submitting to your will to the owner of peace, the one God, the same God of Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Noah, that same God that they call the people to worship. We're talking about Him. And the last and final message sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It seems like this is a comprehensive way of life. Nothing's left out. Everything. How we worship the Creator, how we deal with our neighbors, etiquettes, with our wives, children, everything is there.
Everything is there. Everything is saved. And it's not, again, opinions. It's text.
This is not your opinion, what you just made up.
That's right. It's all from the Quran, the verses of the Quran, and the sayings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And that's what people need to learn and need to have the patience to apply it, even if people are not understanding this. If they're not on the same page with you, you're still supposed to be of the best mannerism because you're doing that because you're nothing but a servant of Allah and He ordered you to do certain things in a certain way.
Tell us, doesn't this reflect bad on the dawah, on your call to invite people to reflect about their purpose of life, why they're here, but now you're acting like a clown, like a fool. You're not implementing Islam, and now you end up being a hindrance. Because isn't it like you go ahead and you live one way in front of, let's say, the brothers or sisters in the masjid, but you go out here and you're acting foolish, you're not implementing Islam. Doesn't this now confuse people, say, you don't want me to come to Islam? Weren't you at the nightclub the other day? Don't you treat people disrespectfully? What do I have to gain by following Islam? Because you're being a bad example?
Right. And this is exactly what the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, that some of you are munafireen, meaning some of you are repellent.
Subhanallah.
They make people run away from seeing the truth, which is another evil that we might fall in without knowing. So we have to have that responsibility. If you say that I'm a Muslim, comes with it a responsibility that you have a message on the face of earth. You don't have to be talking to people, calling them. It's your action and your conduct. When it's time for the prayer and you leave everything, even if it's $1 million, you leave it to obey the orders of Allah to pray. The same thing, you deal with them, you buy and sell, you're truthful, you're doing the things that you're supposed to do because you're nothing but an obedient slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That by itself is the image that we need to do, not just to get people in, but because this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll be asked about it in the Day of Judgment.
Tell us now, before we come to an end, it just came to my mind that a person, is it true, he can be fasting and praying and doing all these ritual things, but now on the other end, he doesn't have good ethics, morals, manners, and now in the Day of Judgment, is going to be taken from his good deeds. He was backbiting. Right. He was doing a lot of hideous things. Isn't this...
This is the hadith, this is a saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that he asked his companions one day, he said, do you know who's the bankrupt among my ummah?
Dead broke.
They said, the one that doesn't have money. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, correcting their understanding. And this is what we correct our understanding when we go back to the Quran and the Sunnah. He told them, the bankrupt, the broke among my ummah is the one that comes in the day of judgment with prayers, with fasting, with all kinds of good deeds. But he came and he had cursed so-and-so. And he had attacked the honor and so-and-so. He had physically attacked someone.
Wow.
So these people come in the day of judgment and they would take from his good deeds and they would put it onto them. So they would take it from him. Till he has no more good deeds, because the balance in the day of judgment is good deeds versus bad deeds. And still he has some things in his account that he abused others and so on. And still he does not have any good deeds. They would take from their own bad deeds and they put it on him and he will end up being thrown into the hellfire. This is a man that came thinking that he's in the Jannah, straight to paradise. But he ends up being in the hellfire, becomes in his record sins that he didn't do, and Allah is the most just. But because of this transgression, that he transgressed the bounds and the limits and attacked others by word of mouth, by physically attacking them, that would bring the sins on him and they would come in the day of judgment and take from him.
Bad manners?
Bad manners.
So this is very, very emphasized in Islam. Keeping your promises?
Of course.
Being a person of your word?
And this is the signs of hypocrisy if a person doesn't. The Prophet, peace be upon him, and he said, the sign of a hypocrite is three. That whenever he promises, he breaks his promise. Whenever he speaks, he lies. Whenever he quarrels some with someone, he is beyond the mannerism. That means he abuses so much the quarrelsome with others, which is basically bad mannerism. Signs of hypocrisy that negates the belief and the attitude of a believer. It makes the belief deficient. And that means the relationship between mannerism and belief. It's not, belief is not just something in the heart. Belief, iman in Islam, belief is something done by the heart, something said by the tongue, and something done by the whole parts of the body. It's all faith. It's all belief that increases and decreases.
Closing comments and suggestions for those who are struggling. They want to do the right thing, you know, and they're trying to get past some of their bad behavior from the past. They love this because it's increasing their iman, and this is getting them more into Islam. They just need some more advice. Give it to them.
Wallah, if there is one advice that I can say in seconds, turn to Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth alone, sincerely, truthfully. That as if you are drowning and you seek help, you won't seek help from a human being. When you're drowning and there's nothing around you, no means, you would turn sincerely to the creator of the heavens and the earth. Turn to him with that same attitude, that he would help you to be steadfast on the truth, that will make you see the truth and make you among those who had the best mannerism. If we do that truthfully, we'll take the proper means. And we'll seek the proper means from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, putting our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learning and acting. Learning and acting, they go together. They don't separate from one another. And this is what we need to do. Mannerism is something that we need to learn. We don't know it by default. We need to learn it according to the way of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And one last thing is, for Muslims and non-Muslims, the basic human right, if we need to correct the understanding of what human rights is, the basic human right, people need to know about Islam. This is the right of every human being on the face of earth, that people don't make barriers between them and between knowing the true message of Islam. This is their right, and we need to fulfill that right to others and to be in their service to get them to know the pure message of Islam.
Thank you so much. And may the one God, the same God of Abraham, Moses, Noah, and the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, may he reward you. The one God who created man and woman, but he's not a man and woman. The one God.
Jazakallah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we keep saying on every show, because this is the foundation, and you cannot build a house on a weak foundation, is that you submit to the call to worship the one God. And no buts, ands, ifs after that. Not three and one and three, four and five, six. Just one. Leave it alone. A child can understand that. And then we need to perfect our mannerisms, our etiquettes, how we conduct ourselves with the Muslims and the not yet Muslims. We have to be the best of examples. And how are you going to do that? Following your own whims and desires? No, you got to submit to the one who created you. And he sent down the verbatim word of God, which is the Quran. And we have the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his way, his example, the authentic hadith. The same way, if you were living during the time of Moses, it was the same message. Obey the messenger that was sent. Worship the one God and obey the messenger. And this is the last and final message sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And we hope that you got the benefit, and we'll see you next time, God willing, inshallah. Until then, peace be unto you. Allahumma Akbar.
universe. To him belong the heavens and the earth. The ever-living, he is the first. He's the owner of mercy. He sent his messengers to warn his creatures of the grave dangers of worshiping other than Allah. There is none greater.